In the end, Sachs's and Obama's scheme amounts to little more than resentment against the United States for the extent of economic development and standard of living enjoyed in this country. Conservative commentator Lee Carey called Obama the global candidate and concluded his goal was to cite multinational corporations as the leading exploiters of the world's poor, with Wall Street's favorites leading the pack. Examining where Obama has gotten most of his funds to run his 2008 presidential campaign reveals that hypocrisy is evidently not a fault Obama minds having. According to watchdog website OpenSecrets.org, Wall Street investment firms and U.S. law firms representing multinational U.S. corporations in their global operations lead the list of Obama bundling contributors. At the top of Obama's contributor list is Goldman Sachs, followed by UBS, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley. America's middle-class voters, already feeling the economic squeeze from globalization and the outsourcing of U.S. jobs to India and China, would probably not appreciate Obama's plan to increase taxes on U.S. citizens to pay for reducing world poverty through the United Nations. Their resentment could be expected to grow after realizing Obama himself liberally takes campaign contributions from the very investment bankers and law firms benefiting from globalization and outsourcing. In this context, Obama's railing against the rich appears little more than a leftist resentment traceable to his days in Hawaii and in college, smoking marijuana and drinking liquor while listening to the likes of aging communist poet Frank Marshall Davis railing against capitalism.